Speaking of caviar, the Cannes Film Festival in the south of France is in its second week. Big-name directors hoping to win a coveted Palme d'Or this year include Terrence Malick from the U.S., Italy's Nanni Moretti, and the Spaniard Pedro Almodovar. But Cannes is not just about the big names. It's also about low-profile flicks hoping to land a distribution deal at Cannes' Le Marché du Film. It's a sort of backroom movie marketplace. The Guardian's associate editor, Zan Brooks, is in Cannes and a big fan of Le Marché. And Zan, it kind of sounds like Cannes is an airplane. You've got First Class, where Woody Allen and Pedro Almodovar are seated, and then you've got Coach, where you find the zombies and killer wasps. What precisely happens in the Marché?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good analogy. I mean, another analogy might be that the shop window that you've got, the kind of window display of the very kind of high-end goods, and then you've got the warehouse at the back where all the other stuff is kind of produced and sold. And that is really literally where the Marché is. It's at the back of the Palais, right down against the ocean. And it sprawls across three floors, and it's just endless carpeted runways with little balsa wood stalls selling all kinds of films that you probably will never see in your life, but someone's seeing them because they're selling. And I guess this is where the money is generated.
Right. I mean, we got to remember this is basically a business convention. So to get a real sense of that maze, I'd like our listeners to hear an excerpt of a video you produced for the Guardian newspaper. You're speaking here with representatives from three of the movies on offer at the Marché this year.
Mark, tell me about Sand Sharks.
It's an exciting action movie about sharks that go under the sand, they come up, and they attack people. It's Jaws meets Piranha.
Richard, tell me about the 25th Reich.
The film is a tribute to, and it's an homage to those cheesy 1950s and 60s B sci-fi films that five GIs who are sent back in time to kill Hitler before he becomes Hitler. The machine goes haywire. They wind up in prehistoric times. Eventually, they repair the machine, head back to their own time, and overshoot it by over 200 years, and the Germans have won the war, and the 25th Reich is ruling the world.
Now, I'm no expert in the field, but I'm guessing Beach Spike is a film about beach volleyball?
Yes. This is a movie all about beach volleyball and some kung fu, and of course, a romantic movie, and it's wholly made in Hong Kong. And it's like young girls with bikinis, but they know kung fu, and they use beach volleyball to do some competitions, and it's a very romantic story, yeah.
A very romantic story about beach volleyball and kung fu.
Yeah, very romantic. They kick everybody to hell, but it's romantic.
If you like Gidget and Bruce Lee, you'll love Beach Spike. Hey, Zan, where does this stuff play?
I imagine this stuff goes down very big in the developing world, perhaps. But some of them do go straight to DVD in the UK and the US, too.
I suppose, you know, there's an argument to be made that more people will see Sand Sharks than they will Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris. But what's weird is that in the midst of Sand Sharks and Beach Spike, you will find booths at the Marché that represent films that are in competition at Cannes. From here, that just seems
Absolutely.
Weird.
I mean, Cannes is a marketplace. And yes, it's completely indiscriminate. So you will have your Sand Sharks or your Alien Armageddon, your Android Insurrection, sitting right next to a stall that's selling, you know, Ralph Fiennes's adaptation of Shakespeare's Coriolanus that played at Berlin, or the Almodovar film. It's all there, and I guess it's very democratizing in a way. It doesn't matter that some of this is critically acclaimed and up for prizes, and some of it is stuff that we kind of snicker and snigger about. It's all the same thing at the end of the day.
The Guardian's Zan Brooks on a shady side, shall we say, of the Cannes Film Festival. Thanks for enlightening us.
Thank you.